Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Nun, the 50th Perek. This is one third of the way through Sefer Tehillim, and we are in a second Perek in a row that is not asking Hashem for anything. Or just like the previous Perek, this is more of Musar and Machshava. The first part of the Perek is about that there will be a Yom Hadin. The Radak says that this is relating to the future, says the Radak in the beginning of the Perek. Let me just find the line, says the Radak. Sorry, I'm looking in the previous one. Says the Radak here in the beginning of the Perek, Zeh HaMizmor Hu HaYom HaMishpat SheYeh La'aseh Lavo B'Vah HaGoel. Right, it's when the Goel comes, it'll be the first part. So part one is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to judge, and he's going to talk to the other Amim. Part two is going to be Musar regarding those who bring Karbanos, who think that Hashem needs something from the Karbanos, and they don't have to do tshuva, it doesn't have to be accompanied with anything. It's just the Karban itself, and Hashem obviously says many times in Tanakh, including in this Perek, I don't need the Karbanos, I don't eat the Karbanos, I don't drink the blood. It's just for you to get the messages of the Karbanos. And then part three are related to those who act on the outside, maybe learning Torah and doing mitzvos, but on the inside they are not. They are like ganavim, as the Gemara says, which are even worse than gazlanim in a certain sense. And Kadosh Baruch Hu ends off by saying, those who are righteous will be rewarded, and those who are risham will be punished. Good. So let's start this parak. Mizmar La Asaf. Again, Asaf was one of the great composers. Mizmar La Asaf. Kel Elokim Hashem. Kel Elokim Hashem. So the Mesudas David says, Kel Sha'al Kol Elohim. So it should be read as Kel Elohim, the God of Elohim. Elohim are those who are godly, meaning the angels. So that's how the Mesudas David reads it. Kel Sha'al Kol Elohim Himala Himala. Asher Samu Hashem. Hu Diber. V'kara El Yoshe Ha'aretz. Bin Kaseya Mizrach Adamar. Hashem is going up, who is above the angels, will call. He will call to the land, Mimizah Shemesh and Mavo, the entire universe, from one side of the world to the other. That's the language of Mimizah Shemesh, from the, when the sun rises, Mimizah Shemesh ad Mavo. Remember, the Rambam lists off many levels of angels, not physically, but in Hilchot Yisodi HaTorah, the Rambam lists off 10 levels of angels, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Shinui Shemos, Malachim. He says, Hashem created Malachim. Umahu zesh hanavim omrim shero malach. Hakol mara hanavua v'derachida. There's nothing physical about an angel. The Rambam, even going back, halacha gimel, the Rambam says there are three areas of the world, three creations. Mehem bruim shem mechubarim megolam v'tzura v'im nehavim v'nefsadim tamid. Everything in this world, gufos ha'adam, ha'behemat, smachim, matachos. Umehem bruim, so number one, the physical, and we get old and we get worn out over time. And there are those that are items, creations that are physical. But they don't get worn out. And they stay, they don't change. That's the sun and the moon and the stars, so to speak. They don't get worn out, really. And finally, the third are those that don't have any physicality, and those are malachim. They're tsuros nifrados. And they're on the list off the 10 levels. Chayos hakodesh sumalim and akol. They're all different in terms of their maila, not in terms of their physical. Ofanim, er'elim, chashmalim, srafim, malachim, Elohim, b'nei Elohim, kruvim, and ishim. So you see, Elohim is one of the types of angels. So here, the Navi is saying, or the David HaMelech, Kel Elohim, Hashem is above. Diber v'yikra aretz, he'll call everybody together for din. Mimizra shemesh ad mevo'o. From one side to the other. Mitzion Michlal Yofi. Out of Sion, out of Yerushalayim. Michlal Yofi, which is the ultimate in beauty. Elohim, Hofi, Hashem comes from Yerushalayim. We know that is the place from where Hashem created the world, and that is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up his home, so to speak. Yavo Elokeinu Val Yechrash. He will come, our God will come, and he will no longer be silent. Rashi says, Al Yechrash Od Al Dam Avadav HaShafuch. On the all of the Jewish blood that has been spilled in the centuries, Hashem will no longer be silent. There won't be any more Hester upon him. There'll be a consuming fire in front of him. Usvivav nisara ma'od. And that literally means around him, svivav, nisara, there'll be a sa'ara. There'll be like a storm. Right? The Mitzvot David says, Baruch sa'ara yafitzosam. Maybe he'll punish them with a storm. Right? He'll be coming and Kaviyachol, and there'll be a storm around him which will punish those who were punishable throughout history. Chazal darshan on this pasuk in Bava Kamma Daf Nun and elsewhere that Sarah is related to the word Sarah hair, kechuta Sarah. And that's what the Gemara says there, Malamed, Shekadosh Baruch Hu medaktekim svivav, afilu kechuta Sarah. Those that are close to Hashem, svivav, that are close to Him, He has a higher standard. A high standard, and therefore nisara ma'od even kechut ha'saira. And then there are other examples of that, and there are various examples given, like Moshe and Aaron, right? Whatever the chet of the main meriva was, it was kechut ha'saira. Kechut ha'saira, Hakadosh Baruch Hu punished. And there are many mamarim that talk about this. If you look in the Sichas Musar, Mamar Memches, Mamar Memches is called usvivav nisara ma'od, right? And that's the title. So just at the beginning, he talks about Nadav and Aviyu, exactly what they did wrong, what was the chait, and not only Nadav and Aviyu, but he also talks about those Bnei Yisrael. But it says in Shmos, in Mishpatim, Vayiros Elokei Yisrael, Vayatzil Bnei Yisrael, Loshalach Yadov, Vayechzu Elokim, Vayochlu Vayishtu. Rashi says, Sheneschayvu Misa, there were certain Nesiim, those that were very high, they were chayim misa because they looked at Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. Ela shel aratz Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'arbev simchas haTorah. Vehimtin l'nadav aviyu ad yom Chanukas haMishkan ulezakenim ad vahi yamkim misonanim. And then he let them have it. Rashi quotes what exactly was the chait there in Shmos. Hayim istaklum bo b'lev gas mitoch achilu v'shesia. What does that mean? They looked at him through eating and drinking. So explains the Sichas Moser of Chayim Shpolevitz. Klomar. Even though they reached a very high level, they kind of saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, even though but what did they do? That's different than Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu saw, he was able to totally purify himself. He didn't need to eat and drink. They had some type of physicality, and they had to eat and a drink, and therefore this gashmius was with them, even though it was gashmius shal mitzvah. You might even say the Ramban says they were. It was a L'shem Shamayim party, but still, Svivav Nisra Moko Chuta Saira, they weren't at the level. They went into the areas of the Paradis, like Elisha, and they didn't act in that perfectly purified way, and that's what made it very dangerous and inappropriate. If you look in the Imre Baruch, Rabbi Simon Sefer also, Bamidbar on page Yud Ches, he also talks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds Klal Yisrael to a higher level. Right, it says that Kisisa, as Rosh B'nai Yisrael, beginning of Kisisa, Hashem lifts us up, because He lifts us up and He counts us, which shows Chashivus, so that's why we need the Machzah Shekel to bring a Kapara, because the more Kodesh Baruch Hu is Machshivus, Memela Kodesh Baruch Hu Medakdik Imahim, and therefore we need Kofar for our souls. Good, we continue. So again, that was all Siv Nisra Mo, the Drasha. We continue. Pasuk Dalet. Yikra El Hashmai Me'o Valores Lo Dinimo. Hashem calls to the heaven and the earth to judge with him. Ladin imo. What does that mean? Heaven and earth. Machlokas Rashi Radakir. Rashi here says he calls to the heaven. That means the sarim above all the nations, and then the nations themselves. Because we know Hashem created. Ramban discusses this in Parshas Zachrimos. He created a sar over every nation. Lifkod al sari haumos sheba marom ve'alares lifkod al malchei ha'adama. So Kadosh Baruch Hu first is pokade, like we know in Mitzrayim. First he is pokade the Tsar, and then he is pokade the Am under it. And the Ramban, as I said, talks about this at length, that every nation has a Tsar, except for Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Every other country, every other nation. Ki Hashem HaNechbad, this is the Ramban in Achremos. Ki Hashem HaNechbad Barak HaKol, V'sam Koach HaTachtonim Bo Elyonim, V'nasan Al Kol Am Va'am Ba'artzo Sam L'go Yehem, Kochav umazal yadua, kasher node beitz tagninus. He appointed, not that they have any power, but he appointed guardian angels, so to speak. Ki chalak lukula mazalos pashamayim ugvoim aleim malachei elyon, nasnam liosam sarim aleihem. Aval Eretz Yisrael, emsoz ha-yishuv, hinachlaz Hashem yuchedes l'shmo, lo nasan aleihem min ha-malachim. Katzin shoter moshel, it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, himself. There's no intermediary. There's direct hashgacha. That's this pasuk regarding the Sarim, according to Rashi, Hashem's going to call to judgment the Sarim, the Shamayim, which means the Sarim, and then the Aretz, and that means the people themselves. And then we have the Radax Pshat. What does it mean? He's going to call the Shamayim and the Aretz. He's going to call the Guf and the Neshama. The Guf and the Neshama. Says the Radak Yigral, Shamayim Alzen Neshama, Vel Aretz Ladini Mose HaGuf, Klomar, Kibiyom Adin, Tia Muhumas Tchias HaMesim, Veyishpitu HaGuf Im HaNeshama. The Guf and the Neshama are going to come together for the judgment. Because after all, that's who is deserving of din, right? That's like, reminds us of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Aleph. With the Gemara there, it talks about Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus asks Rebbe, Guf uneshama yecholon lifter atzvam en adin. Right? Antoninus says, he didn't know this pasuk in Chumash maybe. Or maybe Rebbe didn't give him the pshat. The Guf and the neshama could patter themselves from the din. Why? Ketzad Guf omer. When Hashem wants to go punish the Guf, what will the Guf say? Neshama chatas. Shemiyom shepir shemi meni harini mutal kevin domain. But kever, I haven't done any sin since I died. Uneshama omeres guf chata shemiyom shepirashti mimenu hareni parachas ba'avir kitzipar. So each one of them is gonna have a defense. So Amar Lei, Rebbe gives a mashal. Says Madar v'doma lamelach baser v'dam shayelo pardes noa. There was a king that had a beautiful orchard. The hayabo bachuros naos, beautiful fruit. V'hoshe bo shnei shomrim. He put two guards there. Echad chiger v'echad suma. One in a wheelchair and one blind. And the chiger says to the suma, you know what? There's beautiful stuff here. I'll put you on my shoulders, and Barak Kivedi Nuviim Lochlam, Rachav Chira Gavisuma, and they were able to eat. Liyam in the Baal Pardis comes back and says, Where are my fruit? Becharas no sechane. Amarlo Chiger, Klum Yishli Braglaim Lahalech Bahem. I couldn't do it. Amarla Suma, Klum Yishli Enayim Leros. I couldn't do it. So what did the owner do? Hirkiv Chiger Agavisuma, Vidonosam Ke'echad. Afakadish Barachu, maybe Neshama Vizorka Beguf, Vidonosam Ke'echad. Hashem puts it back. Shenamar. Our pasuk Yikra Elashmai Me'al V'Al Aris Vladini Mo Yikra Elashmai Me'al Zun Neshama V'Al Aris Vladini Mo Zehaguf. That's the Radak quoting this Gemara here in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. That's the din. Isfuli and Hashem says, gather me together, Chasidoi. Bring me my Chasidim who are going to get their just reward. Korse Brisi Alizavach, the ones that were Kores, my Bris. With a carbon. Rashi says that's reference to Kabbalah Satorah. We know there were carbonos. As we know that Gerus is learned from Har Sinai. And what do we learn from Har Sinai? That every Ger has to go through the same process, which means Mila Tfila, Hartzoah's carbon, Hartzoah's dam. Right? There was a Zevach where, so that's the Zevach that's mentioned here regarding Har Sinai. Vayagidu Shemayim Sidko, the heavens will say over Hashem's righteousness, Ki Elokim Shofet Hu Selah. Hashem is the ultimate judge. Shima Ami Va'adabera, listen. So now this is switching to part two of those who bring karbanos, and Hashem says, I don't need the karbanos unless it comes with action. Shema mivadaber Yisrael ve'idabach, I will testify against you. Elokim Elokecha Anochi. I am the God, but I am your God. Lo alzvachecha ochichecha. I'm not going to rebuke you regarding karbanos, vo'olosecha l'naydi tamid, and your olas, which are always in front of me. Lo ekach mivayis chapar. I'm not going to take a cow from you. I don't need from your herds, any of your goats. Kili kol chaisayar, all the animals are mine. Behemos, bahare elef, thousands. Yadati kol of harim. Hashem says, I know every bird. There are how many millions of species and birds that we don't even know about? Hashem says, I know everyone. Viziz sadai imadi. And what the creepy crawlies, the ziz, but Mitzvah Sion says, Hazaz mimakom lamakom. Every little creepy crawly that moves, that I know about. You don't have to bring me any. Ziz sadai imadi im erav laomerlach. If I'm starving, I'm not going to say anything to you. I don't need. Ki li tevel mloa, the whole world belongs to me. Ha'ochel b'sara birim, do I really eat meat? The dama tudim eshteh, I eat the blood of your goats that you bring me? No, I don't need that. Zevach lelokim toda. What I need is your toda, your either carbon toda, the feeling that comes with it, or vidui, v'shalem le'elyon adarecha, and pay your, fulfill your vows. But it's the vidui, it's the accompanying words and feelings that go with the carbon. But the Rambam talks about smicha, in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, so the end of the third parak. The Rambam says, how do you do smicha? You put your hands on the animal, and umisvadeh. No, Chazal tell us that an ol is mechaper for aseis and lo la lavanita glaseis, and then the Rambam says chatasi kesem isvadin chatasi avisi bashati lezizikah fachav chazal b'shuvel fanecha v'chulu. What about a shlamim? This is the Rambam's chiddush. The Rambam says shlamim somich b'chol makom v'yirali she'inu mizvada l'shlamim. Shlamim is not ba'al chet at all. So you're not mizvada, aval omer divrei shevach. You say shevach. You say something. See, I have to say something to HaKadosh, but you say Divrei Shevach. What's the Havamina? The Radvaz says the Havamina is that maybe you should say Vidui. Anyway, because maybe there's something wrong. So you always need a Chet. You always need a Karbon. Kamash Balan, Ainsarach, Lesvados, El Omer, Divrei Shevach. Right? Divrei Shevach. So that's that's what the Pasuk says here. It's not about the animal itself, the Karbon itself, right? It is about the, what goes along with the Karbon, the Vidu. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, also he emphasizes this in Parsha Shoftim, where he talks about the Isser of planting an Asherah next to the Mizbeach. He discusses an Asherah is a tree and it grows, and the Mizbeach is made of stone. Stone is never changing. That's why the Mizbeach has to be stone. The tree symbolizes you water it, it grows. No tree next to the Mizbeach, because we don't want anybody to think that Hashem is getting something out of the Karbanos, and that's the Meshech Chachma deals with that at great length there. We continue. Ukra'eni biyom tsara, achaletzcha u'sechabdeni. Right? You call me in when you're having tsaras. Kra'eni, achaletzcha, I will save you. U'sechabdeni, and you will give me honor. But again, it has to be as if it's meaningful. That's part two. Part three of the parak now is those that fake it. Ularasha amara lukim malachal asaper chuki. What are you saying? What are you saying, my chukim? My chukim means my Torah. You're learning Torah, but you're a Rasha inside. What is this referring to? The Radak says, maybe it's referring to two types of people. Those who learn a lot of Torah, but they don't do mitzvos. That's one. Or, says the Radak, a great scholar that acts in a way that teaches people that you don't have to be on such a level.
Says the Radak.
It's worse to be a faker. Worse to be a faker because people learn from you and they think that you're a great tzaddik, and then you act like this. Either they'll think that, oh, what a chil Hashem, or they'll think that, you know, this is what you're allowed to do. So this is Davon Elch is giving Musar now. Vatisa brisi ale picha, and the bris is on your mouth, meaning only on your mouth, not inside. We've quoted often the Meiri's Hakdama Tashas, where he parallels each of the Dibros on the same line, assuming this 5 and 5, 1 and 6, 2 and 7, etc. So Anochi is connected to Losirtzach because the Tzelem Elokim that you're denying, Avodah Zarah is connected to Arias, but 3 and 7. Lo sisa and lo signov. That's what the Meiri says. What's that talking about? That's somebody who wears the badge of a shomer Torah mitzvos. He wears talis and tefillin, and then he's holich v'goni v'sabrios. It's exactly what David HaMelech here is talking about here, that, you know, on the outside you do it. You say the chukim, but you're not inside. Vata, you think you can bring a karbon and fake it. Vata sanesa musar. You don't like any rebuke. Vatashlik tevarech arecha. You throw my words behind you. Imra'isa ganov. You look at a ganav, it's bedafka ganav, because a ganav, remember, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Ayin Tes, a ganav is worse because he's scared of people, but he's not scared of Hashem. It's not equal. So Marisa ganav, the tiretzimo, and you join with him, the menafim chalkecha, with those adulterers and menafim, picha shalachta bara, and your mouth, right, sends ra, the lashon hara, shomcha tatzmid mirma, and you're always faking in terms of what you say, teshi b'chicha tzaber, even for your brother, you're going to end up speaking negatively. It's going to be false. You think I'm going to stay silent? I'm going to be like you? I'm going to not act? No. I will rebuke you, and it'll be laid in front of your eyes. You'll see exactly what's going to happen. Those who forget God, think about this. When it's time, I'm going to be toreif. There's not going to be a matzal, Hashem says. There's going to be ultimate justice. And zoveach toda, getting back to the earlier ones, those that are good, zoveach toda, yichabdanani, right, they will be, they will honor me. Those who give toda, who act that way, that gives me honor. The sum derech Erenu b'yesha elokim. So there's a lot of drush on this last pasuk. V'sam derech, the Gemara my katan daf hey says somebody who is shum, somebody who estimates and always thinks about their derech. Right, the Bali Musar, the Archas Hadikim talk about this. So if you focus on your derech and your midos, Erenu b'yesha elokim, then you'll see Yeshua Hashem. Zoveach toda also. The Be'er Chaim quotes here from Rabbi Kiva Eger that if somebody is makir tov, so then that's going to bring more yeshuos. Because whenever somebody gives you something, if you don't say thank you, then who wants to give you more? So ve'ach toda, you bring a carbon toda, yechabdani, that gives me honor, and then the sum derech that places you in a way, areno b'yeshalokim, to see more yeshuos Hashem. There's a lot more here. So ve'ach toda yechabdani, that pasuk is also quoted in the edited out Gemara, Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amad Aleph on the bottom, with reference to something else that is not in the usual Gemara. A lot more, but we'll have to leave it for now. Okay, we'll stop here. Adkan, 1/3 of Sefer Tehillim.